Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. In ACLS of yore, that is, before 2015, upon determining a patient had return of spontaneous circulation, or RUSC, it was common to immediately start an infusion of whichever antiarrhythmic was given before the patient converted. Since 2015, this is no longer an ACLS standard. The use of antiarrhythmics after return of spontaneous circulation is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Before we get started on post-arrest care, let's take a moment to think back when we were performing good CPR on a patient in refractory V-fib or pulseless V-tach and delivering a shock every 2 minutes. Epi was our first medication given after the second shock, followed by an antiarrhythmic such as amiodarone or lidocaine. The reason that antiarrhythmics are not given until after the third shock is because there is no evidence that amiodarone or lidocaine alone will convert V-fib or V-tach. What these medications do is increase the likelihood of the heart going back into a perfusing rhythm after defibrillation. Our primary focus immediately following RUSC is aimed at ensuring adequate perfusion of the body's vital organs and decreasing cerebral damage. This is done by maintaining an O2 saturation between 92 and 98%, an end-tidal CO2 of 35 to 45 millimeters of mercury, a blood pressure of at least 90 systolic, and starting targeted temperature management if indicated. Managing O2 and CO2 is an oxygen and ventilation rate adjustment. To maintain blood pressure, we can use fluids as a temporary vascular expander or pressure medications such as dopamine, epinephrine, or levofed. Patients that remain unresponsive or cannot obey simple commands should receive targeted temperature management for 24 hours. After we've ensured those are addressed, we may consider the use of an antiarrhythmic infusion if the patient continues to present with ventricular ectopy on the monitor. If the patient has frequent PVCs, couplets, multifocal PVCs, or runs a V-tach, starting an amiodarone or lidocaine drip should be considered. These medications should not be given routinely for prophylaxis. If amiodarone was the last antiarrhythmic used prior to RUSC, we will start a drip at 1 mg per minute and run that over 6 hours. If the patient converted before an antiarrhythmic was given, a dose of 150 mg of amiodarone may be given over 10 minutes, followed by a drip at 1 mg per minute for 6 hours. If lidocaine was last used, we can start a drip at 1 mg per minute and slowly titrate up until we see a decrease in ventricular ectopy on the ECG, or reach a maximum dose of 4 mg per minute. Remember, these drips are not automatically started simply because a patient has RUSC after successfully converting from V-fib or V-tach. They are used only if indicated. If your patient experiences RUSC and you're not sure whether to start an antiarrhythmic, you should get an expert consultation if in hospital or follow your organization's protocols for out-of-hospital arrests. That's all I have for you today on antiarrhythmic use post-cardiac arrest. If you find these daily tips helpful, consider supporting the show with a small donation to help cover the cost of production and distribution, or give me a 5-star review. Likes, shares, and tagging PASS ACLS on Twitter or other social media is also appreciated. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.